Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Mr. Helmreich, and we're going to be talking about a book he's written called Why Did They Do That? Good morning. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
And are you a professor, or are you working in academia?
I'm a professor at City University of New York.
Well,
in sociology.
Tell us a little bit about your book and why you wrote it.
The book is called What Was I Thinking? The Dumb Things We Do and How to Avoid Them. I wrote it because there didn't seem to be a book that looked at the emotional reasons why people do the dumb things they do. There are lots of books that deal with reasoning fallacies, with how we mistake things in terms of how our brain makes judgments about things. But the emotional basis, be it insecurity or arrogance or greed or looking for the easy way out or psychological maladies, and the way in which society plays a role in the dumb things we do, doesn't seem to have it has an audience, but it doesn't seem to have a book on the subject.
And, of course, you would deal with people like Bill Clinton, why he did the dumb thing that he did as far as Monica Lewinsky.
Well, Clinton is a complicated man, and I think that he didn't follow the advice that he was given many, many years ago. I happened to be called in as a consultant when Clinton lost his first election in Arkansas, and he was running against a man by the name of Frank White, a Republican who beat him. And when we looked at the election, we told him that if you make a mistake, you have to admit that you made one, a cardinal rule in trying to avoid doing dumb things. And Clinton admitted that he made a mistake, that he shouldn't have let the Cuban refugees into his state without making sure that the citizens of Arkansas would not come to any harm. But 14, 15 years later, he failed to follow his own advice. When the affair with Monica Lewinsky came to light, the first thing he said was, I did not have sex with that woman. And he then eventually admitted what he did wrong, but his reputation remained tarnished. And I think what had happened was that Clinton became arrogant. He thought that the White House insulated him from any kind of criticism, and that his affair with Monica would not come to much. She might recant. He had gotten away with it with other women, only it didn't happen that way. And the rest is history.
Well, now, who are some of the other major figures that you cover in your book?
Well, I talk about Eliot Spitzer, the governor of New York, who had gone to prostitutes. And in his case, arrogance is certainly a factor, but it's not quite the same as with Clinton, who had cultivated a rogue image. I believe that Spitzer actually wanted to get caught. And the reason I say that is, if he didn't want to get caught, why would he use as his alias the name of George Fox, one of his biggest fundraisers and one of his closest friends, as an alias when he went to the hotel where he had sex with the prostitute? And why would he go to the Mayflower Hotel, one of the best-known hotels in Washington, and even more so, have a state trooper in uniform sitting in the lobby waiting for him? And finally, why did he make cash transfers in amounts likely to call the attention of the IRS on him, when these were the very same financial problems that he called other people on when they did it? Now, of course, it begs the question, if he wanted to get caught, why? And the answer to that is, in my opinion, he was living a life of contradictions. On the one hand, his emotional needs made him want to have sex with the prostitute. On the other hand, he had been brought up in a strict moralistic family where he was taught to believe and absorb the idea that what he was doing was wrong. And after a while, he simply couldn't bear the contradictions in his life and began dropping hints because he wanted to end it. Now, none of this, of course, operates at the conscious level. It's unconscious. But the reason for doing so is that if he's caught, he can stop leading his double life, and he can have his wife standing by his side, he can apologize, and all is forgiven, and he gets a TV show to boot. And if he isn't caught, well, then he says, I told you so, I told you what I was doing, must be not so bad if you're not calling me on it. But he's another person. Another person is Madoff, Bernie Madoff, who operated perhaps the largest Ponzi scheme in history. Madoff was, in my opinion, a psychopath. A psychopath is, by definition, a person who doesn't really have a conscience, who doesn't feel guilty about what he's doing. And that starts early in life and is very, very hard to, if you want to use the word cure, it's very, very hard to cure it. And if he wasn't a psychopath, well, why did he bankrupt his sister and so many close friends that had supported him his entire life? The fact that others let him get away with it is another fact, is another matter of interest, namely that people wanted to believe that the profits they were making were legitimate and were real, and were afraid that if they questioned them, those profits would disappear.
Well, he certainly did destroy the lives of an awful lot of people with his machinations.
Yes. And, so I think his sentence was unfair, actually.
I'm sorry, you said the sentence was unfair?
Yes, because he got 150 years. If he had gotten only 75 years, he could have come out on parole at the age of 140. Like this, he can only get out at the age of 225.
Well, that certainly is a very unusual sort of a situation, you know. And of course, I suppose they're afraid to let him out because they figure he has money salted away someplace, and he would live on his ill-gotten gains if he ever got out of prison.
Oh, I think you're right. I think he probably does have money, but either way, he's not getting out anytime soon, so I don't think we'll have to be too concerned with that. I feel sorry for him about the suicide of his son, but on the other hand, I also feel that he brought a lot of it on himself.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here. I'd be very confused.
Hi, this is Bev Parker. Did you know in ancient times essential oils were used for cosmetics, perfume, and medicinal and hygiene purposes, all to promote health in a safe, effective way? Are you interested to learn how to use essential oils in the care and keeping of your loved ones? These topics will be discussed during the doTERRA Essential Oils free workshops at the Ranch Event Center in Loveland on Thursday, April 7th. Workshops begin at 2 p.m. with basic oils and AromaTouch. At 4, we'll have fun with essential oils in cooking and gourmet chocolate making. At 6, first aid and emergency preparedness. Door prizes will include doTERRA's AromaTouch, Beginner's Trio, and the Family Physician Kit. So whether you come to one or all three workshops, you can begin your essential oils journey on Thursday, April 7th. Free gifts for those who RSVP and for those who bring a friend. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789. Or email me, bev@rockymountainessentialoil.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I should stand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest morning. As Mr. Helmreich, Professor Helmreich, was talking about his book about what stupid things people do. And the exact title again?
It's called What Was I Thinking?
What Was I
Thinking? The dumb things we do and how to avoid them. It's available for $10 on Amazon.com.
All right. So now, do you get into Tiger Woods?
Pardon me?
Do you cover Tiger Woods in your book?
Yes, I do. And I think Tiger Woods is an example of a person who suffered from an addiction, it seems. And that was an addiction to sex. And he went into a rehabilitation place in Mississippi. But, it's a little problematic because until this incident, he hadn't done anything like that. He hadn't claimed he was looking for help. On the other hand, maybe the blow-up with his wife, made it necessary for him to seek help. I have no doubt that there was some kind of pathology in what Tiger Woods did. But there are two other things worthy of mention as well. One is that people like Tiger Woods, and I would include famous actresses like Britney Spears and the more recent shenanigans of Charlie Sheen and even the lack of fiscal probity of Warren Buffett in the same category, which is that rich and powerful people are surrounded by enablers, people who allow them to believe their own publicity, and who tell them that they're great, that they can do no wrong, and this results in them becoming very overconfident and believing that they're untouchable, and is responsible in part for some of their aberrant behavior. The other thing is that Tiger Woods and the reception that he received is a sign of what's going on in our society, namely, that if you do something wrong, all you have to do is offer a sincere-sounding apology, tell people you're in therapy or something else, and you're forgiven. I think America needs its heroes, and its heroes need us. And as a result, the price of scandal has gone down tremendously. If we're to solve that problem, we have to make the price of scandal go up. We have to make people responsible for their actions and hold them responsible. Because society is watching, in particular, our young people. And when they see these people who they regard as heroes get away with what they get away with, it reduces the motivation on their part to go the straight and narrow path.
Well, I think that Tiger Woods is a tragic demonstration. He hasn't won a golf tournament since he went back to playing golf, and whether he will ever recover, something in your mind has to be perfect, you know, when you're playing golf, you can't afford to have any other side thoughts there, and he's certainly destroyed his golf game, as well as his reputation, as well as his marriage, and there are consequences for what you do. You're absolutely right. Now, basically, of course, is there anything sort of common among all these people who've done these terrible, terrible things and disrupted their lives? Is there any common denominator, or is it a different situation with each of them?
Each situation has to be judged on its merits, but there are certain common themes, one of which I've already mentioned, namely that people become arrogant when they reach high positions in life. The other one is that greed is something that's very, very difficult to control, because greed, financial greed, does not occur because people need money. It's because people want money. And if your nature is to be greedy, then no matter how much you accumulate, you will still want to accumulate more. And this brings me to another thought about what is the common denominator here. One of the great common denominators is that for whatever reasons, having to do with the way in which we were brought up or maybe the natural state of the human condition, people have great insecurity. And the insecurity is something that people struggle with all the time. And one of the ways in which they try to deal with it is to accumulate wealth and power. The problem is that unless the source of the insecurity is addressed, then every time they accumulate a certain amount of money or a certain degree of power, the satisfaction they get will only be temporary. And then they have to do more in order to feel more secure. But again, it never really satisfies. One of the solutions that I deal with in the book, and I have a chapter with 42 different suggestions on how to deal with these problems, is to try to avoid talking about yourself or doing something for yourself and to try to do things for other people. And the more you do that, the less you talk about yourself, the less you will want to talk about yourself. And surprisingly enough, if you're insecure, it will have its own reward, because you'll find that people like you better, because people don't like people who talk about themselves all the time. If you want to see what it sounds like, just put a tape recorder on when you're talking about yourself, and you'll be embarrassed. So that is another common theme. Another one is that people look for the easy way out. I know that you have an audience in Colorado, and I will refer back to former Senator Gary Hart. When suspicions emerged that Gary Hart was having an affair, senator said, "Why don't you put a tail on me? Follow me around. You'll be very bored." Well, the media took him up on it. They followed him around, and they were not bored. They found him on a boat called, appropriately enough, Monkey Business, on his way to Bimini with Donna Rice. And that is another issue. I think it's very dangerous to bluff. Usually when you bluff, you're going to be called on it and caught. We have various, numerous incidents of people who say things and then get caught. Let's take a look at Joseph Ellis, a Pulitzer Prize winner and biographer of Lincoln and Jefferson, and the fact that he used to regale his students with stories of his Vietnam exploits in his classes at Mount Holyoke College, and then the Boston Globe decided to do a story on him, and they found out that he had not even been in Vietnam. The same was true of Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, who claimed that he served in Vietnam, and then it was found out that he didn't. But as further evidence of society's desire to forgive, Blumenthal was elected nonetheless, Senator of Connecticut.
Well, you sometimes wonder why people vote the way that they do, but I think it's really the way the media deals with you. If the media is critical, you're not going to get elected. If the media gives you a free pass or ignores things that you've done, why, Prisa, you will get elected. Our whole view of the world is shaped, I believe, by what we read in the newspapers and hear on television. Don't you think? Certainly, by playing up, say, like Elliot Spitzer or Tiger Woods over and over and over again, focusing our attention on that, that certainly creates the reality and the reaction of the public, don't you think?
I think that it's a dual role. I think the media plays an enormous role in shaping our view of society, but it isn't always successful. For example, the media tends to be on the liberal side of things, but there are plenty of conservative people in this country who read these articles and do not necessarily adopt that view. But the media has tremendous power because a lot of people don't read carefully. All they read is the headline. If you write a headline that's slanted, then that's what people are going to see. On the other hand, society has to take some responsibility for it, too, because the media really is in the business of selling newspapers. And apparently, bad news sells. Scandal sells. There was a newspaper in California that decided to publish only good news, went out of business after 7 months. So it's really a dual problem, a symbiotic problem. One feeds on the other. But when the media decides that it's going to play the role of forgiving people for past misdeeds, people read it and are definitely influenced by it.
Well, you know, so many lives, prominent lives, are destroyed today, and this really is what's sort of disheartening. These are many of the people that we put up on a pedestal, and these prominent people are almost like idols, and then suddenly when they come down, why, it's almost as if a little part of us is destroyed. These people we put our confidence in, who've betrayed the trust we put in them.
Well, I think that's why we are disillusioned, but unfortunately there's a snowball effect. In other words, the more people who are brought low by their misdeeds and are then forgiven, the easier it is for other people to do the same things. That's why, in effect, society has changed. Because when we look at these role models, we change our own behavior. Imagine a kid looking at the steroid scandal and saying that if people from Barry Bonds on can take steroids and either receive a slap in the wrist or most of them get away with it, why can't they? If scientists can fake data in their studies, if physicians can overcharge or perform unnecessary operations, who are we to tell our children that you can't cheat on a test? How do we tell our children cheating is not allowed when Pulitzer Prize winners plagiarize? Talking about Doris Kearns Goodwin, or another well-known author accused of plagiarism, Stephen Ambrose, a historian. And when people see these things go on, they say, we can do them also. And I think that we ourselves have to develop our own moral compass, and we can't rely on these so-called icons to do it for us. We have to do it ourselves. And, you know, we haven't been talking about it, but regular people do dumb things all the time. Road rage, suing. You sue a plumber over a $75 bill, and then it takes you 10 hours to win in court, and then you say, sure, I won, but was it worth it? You tell off your boss. The next day you're fired. You break up a friendship that's been in existence for 30 years over a minor insult. Why do we do that? Because we expect more from our friends. But on the other hand, we should always look at the consequences. I would say it would be a good rule of thumb that every time you're about to do something like that, force yourself to stop what you're doing for a day. 24 hours later, the thing looks a lot different because your emotions are not in control of you. Rather, you're in control of your emotions. I also think it's very important to keep your true friends and listen to their advice because they love you the most. When you're on the way up, when you're becoming successful, remember those people who you were friends with to begin with because they really are likely to care about you.
Well, Christian, my personal view is that people have certain rules. They're laid out in the Bible, and when you turn your back on those rules, well, you're going to get into trouble. We've taken the Bible, we've taken any sort of supernatural element out of society. When we do that, we wonder why things go from bad to worse. We had a pretty good society when we were a Christian nation. Now that we're an anti-Christian nation, we see the whole world collapsing around us, and nobody can understand why. We find we have more people in prison than certainly per capita than they do in China. And why do we do that? Why? Because this nation has forgotten God, and I believe a nation that's not going to be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. And when you don't have a moral foundation, why should we be surprised when people have act like they have no moral foundation and are not accountable to anyone but themselves? We try to set up our own moral standards. I think we lay ourselves open for terrible, terrible tragedy. And I think this nation sees rising crime, and everybody says, gee, why is this happening? It should be so obvious that we don't bring our children up with the fear of God. So, but basically, each one of us has our view of that. I don't know how you feel about that, but I do believe that we have lost, as a nation, any sense of what's right and wrong.
Well, my own feeling is...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. If anyone out there has a question for our guest, the number 877-254-7524. Here at the American Freedom Foundation.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Dan back here, our guest this morning is Mr. Weiss. We're talking about his book. And you were just going to express your thought there before we got interrupted by the commercial. Professor? Well, I wonder, is Professor Helmreich there? Doesn't look like it. Well, that's all right. Anyway, Sydney, if he is no longer with us, we're just going to have to open lines, so we'll welcome your calls at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And let me simply point out that I have never had as much reaction as we've had recently to the situation over in Japan. I've had people call me at home to harangue me because I am not concerned about the danger of nuclear power, that nuclear power is going to destroy us all, that certainly the nuclear industry wants to kill us. And, of course, the tragedy that's unfolded in Japan has been written about day after day after day as we see pictures on the Internet, see pictures coming to us about this gigantic cloud of nuclear material that's coming across the Pacific and is already engulfed California and the rest of our nation. And you can even see this in living color actually unfolding on this frame after frame after frame as you see the nuclear radiation spreading out across America, wreaking horror and people dying of nuclear radiation here in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all simply propaganda. Remember, we set off bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. How many Americans died of the nuclear radiation that came from the nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Following the war, we set off nuclear weapons in the atolls in the Pacific. We set off nuclear weapons 40 miles from Las Vegas, to find out the effect of nuclear weapons after the war. How many people died as a result of those? I don't think very many did. This is all part of a propaganda campaign launched against your mind to do away with nuclear energy. Why? Well, they don't want us to have nuclear energy. They don't want us to have hydroelectric energy. They're tearing down dams because we have to do that because of the fish. They don't want us to have new electricity developed by oil or coal or certainly natural gas because that, of course, increases the carbon footprint. But it's really all about Agenda 21. They don't want us to have electricity. They want to lower our living standards. At the same time, why, of course, the United States government is guaranteeing the loans to build the nuclear power plants, Westinghouse to build the nuclear power plants in China, and they're building five of them, so they will have electricity and we won't. I mean, they're trying to lower the living standards here. It's all about Agenda 21. It's part of a plan. They know exactly what they're doing. Our number, of course, is, if you'd like to give us a call, is 1-877-254-7524. And you're seeing a beautiful example of how they can harvest all of the media, harness it all together to create fear. And believe me, there is fear out there, and I'm constantly, I got some fellow send me an email and saying, well, obviously the reason you're not concerned about the nuclear contamination, which is contaminating our milk and our water and our air here in the United States, is you're getting old. You're 82 years old. You're getting senile. You don't recognize the terrible danger. And there are a lot of these people, I'm sure, are very sincere. And they're simply victims of the propaganda that is being waged by the control medium because they want to do away with nuclear energy here in the United States. And on one hand, Obama says, oh, my goodness, we need to get away from the fossil fuels. We're going to have our energy coming from other sources, green energy and nuclear energy. And then, of course, he puts on all sorts of barriers so we can't have nuclear energy, just the same way he says he wants to encourage oil drilling here in the United States. And then he puts all sorts of barriers on developing oil, you know, in the Gulf and elsewhere. Of course, the handling of the drilling accident in the Gulf, I mean, that had to be staged just exactly in many ways as the handling of what's going on in Japan had to be staged. I mean, we send over some of the largest, we ship them by air, largest cement pumps in the world, so we can pump cement and seal after the leaks in the containment vehicles there at the nuclear power plants. And then what do? We use this gigantic cement pumper to pump water. We're going to spray water on these plants. And this whole thing has been simply totally inadequately approached, and I believe it was unintention. I believe certainly there was a massive tidal wave there, although whether there could be other causes for these things, we don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, there's been some of the most amazing things. I mean, we've seen massive earthquake recently in Chile, massive earthquake in Christchurch there in New Zealand, destroyed almost a third of a city, well over 100 people killed, massive earthquake. Certainly in Burma recently, massive volcanic activity with the Kilauea of the volcano in the Hawaiian Islands. Then this massive earthquake off the shore of the north coast, the east coast of Japan. Is this an act of God? Probably. Do we have the ability to create earthquakes and seismic activity? Absolutely. But it's all top secret. We don't know whether this is an act of God or an act of man. But we do know, and I'm convinced in my own mind, that the way this thing has been handled by the Japanese, they could not have been so inept, inadvertently, any more than the British Petroleum could have made such a mess of handling the oil spill there in the Gulf of Mexico. But if you understand that there's an organized effort to create in our mind that we can't have oil drilling, we can't use nuclear energy, because this is all part of the master plan for the 21st century. It's called Agenda 21. Why doesn't anybody talk about Agenda 1, the plan to lower the standard of living for people here in America as we raise standard of living for people elsewhere throughout the world? We have a caller, and again, our number is 877-254-7524. I want to know what you think. Maybe you think that I should be much more concerned about the dangers of us here in the United States from this nuclear energy, which obviously is a terrible tragedy there in Japan. Well, who's calling, and what would you like to say?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janan in Texas.
Janan. Haven't heard from you in some time. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I wanted to ask you the name of that professor in his book that was just on. I tuned in a little late.
His name is William Helmreich, H-E-L-M-R-E-I-S-C-H.
R-E-I-N-C-H, William Helmreich.
Right, and the dumb things people do. We'll be back in just a moment here, and hang on, give us a call, 877-254-7524.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver's Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at American Network, and I, Janot, are you still there?
Yes. During the break, I looked up the name of his book that he was talking about. It's called What Was I Thinking? The Dumb Things We Do and How to Avoid Them. I was just kind of interested, so I'll read more about it. Regarding the catastrophe in Japan, the only thing I can say is that every time we have a big catastrophic event these days, we the people are only left to speculate. We know we are not getting the complete information from our media, and we may even be being manipulated by our media. And so we kind of have to fumble around and each come up with our own theories, but one thing I'm certain of in all of these catastrophes is that we don't have the full facts, you know, from which to reason. That's all I can say, you know. I'll let you go, and God bless you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Janine. Well, my telephone number is 877-254-7524, but the common denominator behind everything is they want to limit our use of energy. They want to lower our living standards. And when you understand that, when you understand Agenda 21, which is the primary agenda of the invisible government for the American people, then so much of what's going on makes sense. And who's calling in?
Paul from Cheyenne.
Hi, Paul. Hey, how are you doing, Paul?
Well, not bad. I agree with what you're saying. The main thing is they don't only want to limit our energy, they want to eliminate the people.
You're absolutely right. There is a population.
You know, that's the main objective.
That's why they're suppressing treatments for cancer. That's why they're poisoning our food. That's why they're genetically modified food. That's why they lie to us so much about various things. This is why they're putting the chemtrails up and the sky, cutting down the availability of vitamin D. This is why most people are vitamin D deficient.
Correct.
This is why they certainly have taken the iodine out of our food and cut back so many of the things they should be adding to our food and supplements. They take them out. Why? Because they really want to kill off most of the people in this country.
Yes. Throughout the world. I would like to ask you one other question. I used to listen to you quite well on the afternoon and in the evening, but I can't find you on the short wave anymore.
Well, they've changed.
You know what frequencies you're on in the evening? You used to be on the 700 band, but you're gone off of there now.
No, we're actually at 7.31. I can't give you the exact 7.3 something.
I used to get you at 9 o'clock.
On the internet.
No, I do not. I do not believe in computers.
Well, basically, the afternoon 7.465, and
okay.
If you want to know the,
it used to be on 7.465 at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock to six.
Yeah, can
then
you get
7.3715 at 9 o'clock, and I can't seem to pick you up at all on those. I didn't know if you changed or if you're still on those or if.
No, that's where we are at the present time. I don't know. I'm thinking about just dropping the short. We have so many people having difficulty getting us, and it's costing a fortune to keep
yes.
on the shortwave.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. At least I can catch you on the Colorado Network in the morning at 9 o'clock.
Okay, well, I'm glad you can. And
because I really enjoy your show.
Thanks so much. Appreciate your words of encouragement.
God bless you and your wife, and keep up the good work.
We'll do it as long as God gives us some breath. God bless.
Okay.
Well,
you have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our number is 877-254-7524. And if you can't get this any other way, of course, you can get an inexpensive satellite dish. It costs $199, and once you get it, there's no monthly payment, and a lot of people who can't get us elsewhere can get us that way. But we are on the Internet. We are in shortwave. If you have an iPod, you can get us. If you have unlimited minutes, you can get our afternoon program on Genesis, certainly by calling their number, which is 760-LOWSS11. I think it is SS11. Anyway, you can get the information on our Internet site. If you want to listen, just simply buy on the telephone. Some people do that, and they play it over and over again. Technology is amazing for getting the information out. We just got to get people listening, and hopefully they'll feel that there's something in what we have to say that's worthwhile. Well, our number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We see the whole world in turmoil. We see the tragic situation in Japan, and this is going to have an impact on the economy of Japan for a decade or more. And certainly the rebuilding of Japan will cost somewhere between $500 billion and $1 trillion. And, of course, a lot of that is going to have to come from the bonds that the Japanese are holding, the American bonds, about almost, some people suggest, as many as $300 billion of U.S. T-bills are going to have to be sold. And who's going to buy them? Nobody wants American bonds anymore because they know the value of our currency is going to go down. And so is the Federal Reserve System just going to create more money out of nothing to buy our bonds back? And then, of course, this is going to slow the production of Japanese cars because so many of the various parts for the cars is coming from that part of Japan. This is going to have a profound impact on the Japanese economy and even on the American economy, the tragic situation that's in Japan. And then, of course, we have our own problems with our economy. The Democrats and Republicans are quibbling about saving, maybe up to $60 billion. Isn't that wonderful, $60 billion? Ladies and gentlemen, the Republicans increased spending $864 billion as one of the prerequisites here just when they came to power, $864 billion. And then the Fed is increasing spending with QE2 by $600 billion. That's $148 billion, $1,480 billion if we're talking about increase in spending, and then we accuse the Democrats of being big spenders. You can't increase spending, cut taxes, and of course balance the budget. You can't increase spending and cut taxes and balance the budget. We'll be back in just a moment.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly this is the time when I do need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. We've got 60 stations every week we've got to support or help to support, but at least we do have the message that's getting out across the country, and we do appreciate being on this station, having the opportunity to reach the people of Colorado, and we hope you'll support this station. But if you're in a position to help us as well, our number 1-877-1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, to understand what is really going on, you have to understand that behind everything going on are powerful spirits of forces. This is why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Listen to my talk on the forbidden secret and on the dark secret, and their syllabuses that go with those DVDs. We hope, of course, that you'll get the book, The Hope of the Wicked by Ted Flynn. And these all tell you basically the same story. There are supernatural forces in the world. You and I live in a material world. There's a mystical world. You and I live in a tangible world. There's an intangible world. There is another dimension. Until you understand there's a spiritual dimension, nothing makes sense. If you haven't seen the excellent DVD, the Watchers, we recommend it to you, put out by our friend Lynn Mizulian. Basically, it goes into UFOs. They're real, they're not imaginary. It goes into cattle mutilations. Who's responsible for the mysterious cattle mutilations, where all the blood is drained out of the cattle and they are sexually mutilated? And this happens. It's happening all over America, and even now with increasing frequency. And then, of course, the DVD has an interview with a doctor who's actually removed the metallic implants in 16 people who had to be implanted, people who had been abducted by aliens. You say, I don't believe in this sort of thing. Well, you may not believe in it, but it is true. There is a supernatural element out there. And this is why the book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, is so important, written by Lynn Mizulian, who put out the DVD, The Watchers. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You remember when Bill and Hillary went to the White House, and what was the first thing that Hillary did? Why, she brought in Gene Houston to conjure up the spirits of Mohandas Gandhi and Eleanor Roosevelt. She believes in the supernatural. In fact, many people talked about the coven meetings that were held in the White House when Hillary Clinton was the first lady. Now she's the Secretary of State. And believe me, at the upper echelons of government, behind the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and all the various secret societies we talk about, are powerful spiritual forces. If you have never seen the initiation rites of Skull and Bones, why, of course, you can see them at WilliamHKennedy.com. That's www.WilliamHKennedy.com, where the future presidents of the United States bow before a replica of Lucifer. You can see it on living video. Somebody risked their lives to get it. They do the same thing at the Bohemian Grove. We live in a fallen world, ladies and gentlemen. My number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for people of Israel. Pray for revival.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado.